You are listening to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and I believe that when we make our own food from base ingredients, our bodies will thank us. I want to help you with the skills, the knowledge, and most importantly, the confidence you need to make food at home in your own kitchen on your terms to fit your body. So every week, I share a health topic or a recipe or both, which will take you on a journey to effortless cooking step by step. And you can always find the topics and recipes in writing on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. From 90s Michelin star restaurants to your lunch, deconstructing can make the cooking less stressful and the meal more enjoyable. I'm going to make this short and sweet because, as you can hear, I have a bit of a cold and nobody wants to listen to that for too long. But I just had this thought this week about deconstructing. Actually, I've been thinking about it on and off for a while, but it became really clear to me because I decided to make gyros, but I made them deconstructed just for simplicity, really. And I preferred it. I preferred it so much to a packed, you know, bread with all the ingredients inside it. So I finally decided to do a little episode on this. It sounds like a win-win to me, you know, making cooking less stressful and the meal more enjoyable. You've probably seen deconstructed meals in restaurants or on cooking shows. It's basically when you take a famous dish that is usually put together in a very specific way, like a cheesecake, for example, and instead presenting each part individually on the plate. Deconstructed cheesecake. This now long-lasting trend is attributed to a Spanish Michelin star chef, three Michelin stars, by the way, Ferran Adrià, who did this in the 90s, apparently. And it may seem, you know, a bit pretentious at first glance. I remember seeing those deconstructed, you know, dishes and thinking that it was a bit silly. But actually, it's not a bad idea at all, in my opinion, because it makes you really notice each component of what you're eating, and you become more aware of what you're having. And I think that awareness when eating, well, I mean, this is not just my opinion, but definitely awareness when eating equals enjoyment, when we're actually really noticing, tasting every component of what we're having. This is, for example, why it's advised not to watch TV while you're eating, because you're not actually thinking about and noticing the different flavors. So it's a bit like that, but just kind of breaking it down so that the meal is something to notice and look at for each single component. And that really kind of aligns with the idea of knowing what's going in your body, you know, and knowing what you're putting in your food. This is kind of involving the other people who you serve the food to in this process, because they get to be aware of what's going in their body as well. So I've always been a bit weird with assembled food, personally, that I get served. And I'm not talking about, you know, fancy restaurants, but when I have like a burger or gyros or a sandwich or a wrap, I usually use my cutlery and I cut it up into smaller pieces, which is maybe not so weird. But not only that, I will move a bit of the bread, for example, of a burger to one side, and I'll separate the ingredients a bit. Not in like a compulsive way, but it's just that I want to see, you know, first of all, I want to see what I'm eating. And also, I've never really enjoyed the feeling of like grabbing a whole big bit of food and stuffing my face with it. It's just quite hard to enjoy it that way for me. And maybe if you think about it, it could be the same for you. It's just that we've got used to, you know, you take a burger and you stuff it in your face, you know. But deconstructing a burger, for example, and being able to make sure that I have a good balance of the different flavors and textures on my fork for each bite is much more enjoyable than just chomping down on the whole thing and not really being aware of how any of it tastes. And you can use this to your advantage when you are in charge of the cooking too. Making assembled meals like this can take quite a bit of effort, but if you just serve up the different ingredients as they are done, it can both give those who are eating the food the chance to eat it the way that they like. By all means, you know, they can construct it as well as deconstruct. But they will see all the different components, like I say, and maybe feel more excitement and maybe more gratitude for it as well. And it's also easier to discreetly leave out anything that other people are not so keen on eating without having to sort of open up and be like, ugh, I don't want this pickle, you know? You can just choose to leave that to one side, and it's a more positive way where you're choosing what you're having rather than choosing what you're taking out. And also, you won't have to stand by the kitchen top sweating, trying to assemble each plate like you're on MasterChef with 10 seconds to go just before food is on the table. You can also take deconstructing further by serving family style, which I will talk about in a separate episode, probably next week, because I want to kind of stay on this theme. But I'd love to hear from you and your thoughts on deconstruction. Maybe you do a bit of it, but there's a dish you hadn't really considered that you could deconstruct, but this made you think about it. Maybe you found some great ways of doing this that you want to share with the community. I'd love to hear from you, so email me at liv@thefromscratchbody.com and I will share your thoughts if you're happy for me to do so. And I will be here next week.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There are tons of recipes for you to try on my website, my YouTube channel, and also on social media channels. Just search for the From Scratch Body and you'll find me. Save useful topics and inspiration for the future, and try to have fun and experiment when you cook at home. And remember, cook from scratch and your body will thank you. I'll catch you next week.